Damage control, huh, for Reggie?
Yeah, you know. I guess. I got a problem with it. I mean, not a problem with him giving back the trophy, but I got a problem with, you know, now are all those other Heisman Trophy winners from way back when, you know, are they going to, who received any type of extra benefit from the NCAA, are they going to line up to give their trophies back?
You know? Received extra benefit, not from the NCAA.
From some situation. I misspoke. What I meant was in violation of NCAA rules. You know, are they going to line up now, you know, and hand back their trophies?
It's kind of one of those, keep moving, nothing to see here.
It's a double standard, you know, that comes about because of, more media coverage of things like
okay,
that.
Okay, so now whoever happens to win the Heisman Trophy this year, mm-hmm. there's going to be some kind of scrutiny ahead of all that. They're going to have private detectives out there.
Right, they lie on their resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meanwhile, Vince Young is going, I wouldn't turn it down.
Well, you know, Mac Brown was campaigning to give it to him.
Yeah.
It's going to be... I guess it's going to be vacated by the Heisman Trust.
Let's just move on, okay?
Let's just move on. I mean, the guy did wrong, and he was ruled ineligible, so he shouldn't have won the Heisman Trophy. But what I'm saying is
I doubt
that he's the only one. Not pointing any specific fingers, but still.
Could have happened before.
Back in the day, in the 30s and the 40s,
Could have happened. Yeah. All right, so let's wash our ears out with this. The story of Sheila Hershey, who is a woman from Houston who tried to have the world's largest breasts.
Oh, my.
So there.
Who was she in competition with? Did she go out and look for who was in first place?
Yeah, did she go pick a fight?
Really? No, was pudding involved? Anyway, having so many health problems, she had her...
She decided to add to them.
M-cup implants.
Oh, dear.
M. I don't think we've seen that before.
Did that come with a wheelbarrow?
Yeah, really.
Anyway, she had her M implants removed, reportedly been suffering from severe infections after her recent surgery in Brazil. She had to have the implants done in Brazil because it's illegal to put that size implants in if you're in the U.S. Who wrote that law? I mean, I'm just kind of wondering. Were there members of Congress involved in that legislation? Fact-finding committee. Anyway, I know.
That's just suicide.
Well, again. And the reason for that would be, you know, why would you need to do
that? Look at me.
That's right. Hey.
But accept me for my intellect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Well, when she didn't get that offer from the magazine for the spread, you know, then... All of a sudden, it was not such a good idea.
And that's a spread.
Yeah. Okay, then we have another story. I don't know if we've had this one, Chase. I didn't happen to hear it. Texas police say that a woman believed to be the mother of a girl on a middle school volleyball team pulled a gun on members of the opposing team after the game.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
And I don't have the school district here, unfortunately. Maybe we can find it. Police said security cameras recorded the woman pulling the gub and threatening members of another school following their victory over her daughter's team. And again, this is middle school, and it's Texas. Maybe most amazingly, it's volleyball.
And now she's saying that she merely waved a finger.
Oh, she made the finger looked like a gub, is that it? And where would this have been?
This would be in San Antonio.
Oh, all right.
Saga began Thursday night after Kirby Middle School's 7th grade volleyball team soundly beat Metzger Middle School. Keith, let's see, who is this? Oh, it's a district spokesman. It's Judson School District.
Okay.
Said witnesses told officials that the woman, a mother of a Metzger player, was irate during the match and approached the Kirby players as they were leaving the gym. School officials on Friday originally said the mother was seen waving a gun at the players and threatening to kill them.
All right.
But by Friday afternoon, what actually happened after the game was less clear. Police for the district are still investigating, but were unable to determine from surveillance video whether the woman actually had the aforementioned gub.
So what?
You know, witnesses. Here's the funny part, though. Well, it's not funny, but you know, witnesses say she said she was going to kill them. She says she just told them, "We're going to get you next time."
There's a big difference,
right?
Yeah.
There's a There is a statistical category in volleyball called kills. I think she misunderstood.
They
should take that literally.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to help your stats, man.
No, I'm sorry. You don't get extra kills.
Info.
Mason.
I'm thinking they maybe need to go to a higher resolution camera if you can't tell whether it's a hand or a gun. And maybe we can add audio in the new system. But once again, it's seventh grade. It's 6:19, News Talk 1620, WCAW.
I may need a little help today because I've had a computer freeze
here.
I do have a few birthdays, only a few, so you can just add in. Actor Jackie.
Well, actually, today's my birthday, so there.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, Scooter.
Thank you. Okay, there you go.
Well, yeah, September the 5th, happy birthday.
Okay, I think I should have known that.
Well, you know, I've...
Well, no, I've only worked with you for 10 years.
Well, I've for 18 now, so, you know.
I was only away for I think one birthday.
Yeah. So. All these same people seem to have the same birthday still.
Yeah. You and Jackie Cooper.
He's still alive.
Yeah, who's 88 years old today.
Yeah.
Norm Crosby, the comedian who does the double talk stuff. He's 83 years old. Movie director Oliver Stone shares your birthday.
Yeah, matter of fact.
He's 64 years old
today. See if I can come up with a conspiracy.
I was going to say, known for nothing if not historical accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And Mitch Dorge of Crash Test Dummies.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
He turns 50 years old today. DJ KG is 41.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you it was a short list.
Okay.
And finally, I've got the other ones up. And Amy Davidson of Simple Rules is 31 years old today. Here we go. Nipsey Russell, is he still with us?
No,
he didn't.
No.
He
didn't make the cut.
No more game shows for him.
Sorry. And Merlin Olsen just passed the last year. He would have been 70 years old today. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
You share a birthday with the San Saba boy.
You know it.
He's 64 years old today. I'm always getting you confused with Dan Marino.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
They look a lot alike.
You're right. The former
Miami
Dolphin in Pittsburgh, Pitt Panther, 49 years old today. Prince Harry's birthday is today. Mm. He's 26 years old.
Actually, be His Royal Highness Prince Henry of Wales.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. There you go. There. Now, that's all I've got. And Scott DeLucia.
Yeah. Heidi Montag. Heidi and I share a birthday.
Oh, from the Hills. That's what it says here. That's MTV reality show.
Yeah.
Well, you brought her up.
You boys watch The Soup. You've seen the clips before.
Gaylord Perry also.
Oh, yeah, the spitball guy.
And I think that's probably enough.